All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the Milwaukee Bucks enjoyed their finest regular season since 1981, but it still was not enough for them to win their first NBA championship since 1971. The Bucks won 60 games in the regular season, but they fell to the Toronto Raptors in the Eastern Conference Finals. Milwaukee lost in spite of the fact that they had home court advantage, as well as the fact that they were up in this series 2-0. Milwaukee also had an opportunity to go up 3-0, but they fell to the Raptors in overtime, and they really regretted it. Now, of course, the star of this Bucks team is Giannis Antetokounmpo, and he more than likely will be the NBA's MVP this season, but he didn't come up in this series when the Bucks needed him. For the series, the Greek Freak only made 55% of his free throws, while he shot 33% from behind the three-point line and made just 44% of his shots from the field en route to averaging just a shade under 23 points per contest for this series. Milwaukee needed the Greek Freak to take over, and the bottom line is he did not. And like I said, you go back to that game three, a big-time turning point for this series. In that contest, not only did Antetokounmpo foul out, but he only had 12 points. Did come up with 23 rebounds, but he really needed to step up his point production, and it just did not happen. Mike Budenholzer, you know, capped off a solid first year as the Bucks head coach. Of course, he had tremendous success when he first went to the Atlanta Hawks, got them to the Eastern Conference Finals, and of course, they had the best record in the Eastern Conference that year. This time around, Budenholzer needs to find a way to build off of the Bucks' success this season, and a big portion of that is going to start with the Greek Freak. He has to be more assertive at the offensive end of the floor. More importantly, he needs to take more shots 15 feet and in. Don't worry about being a perimeter player. Why? Because you look at a guy like him, he's 6'11", tremendous athleticism and length, and he is hard to stop. The Bucks do have some questions going into this offseason. Will they re-sign Chris Middleton and Brooke Lopez? Chris Middleton more than likely will garner a big-time payday on the free agent market. Brooke Lopez really stepped up big as a perimeter shooter for the Bucks during the regular season and their run to the Eastern Conference Finals. You also have key role players on this team, Eric Bledsoe. You look at Nikola Mirotic. Will the Bucks be able to re-sign him? You also look at veteran guard George Hill and Malcolm Brogdon. And the biggest question is going to be, how will Milwaukee respond from this loss? These are the growing pains that come with a team that is trying to become a championship club. And Milwaukee really stepped up their game in the Eastern Conference semis when they lost the first game at home to the Boston Celtics. And as the series went along, they took Boston's heart. They could not do that with this Raptors team. And that is something that they're going to have to address. The talent is there for this Milwaukee team. The bottom line is they've got to figure out and learn what it takes to get it done in those clutch situations. Because when you look at the last four games of this series, all four losses for the Bucks, it was a situation where the Raptors really out-executed them in the fourth quarter, especially the last few minutes of the fourth quarter when the chips were pushed to the middle of the table and Milwaukee simply could not get it done. The Bucks still struggled running a half-court offense, and that is something that they are going to have to address. And until they do that, they are going to have problems as far as being a championship team. You look at the Eastern Conference, you're still going to have to deal with the Boston Celtics next year, as well as the Philadelphia 76ers and the Toronto Raptors. We don't know what's going to happen with free agency with other teams. So if you're Milwaukee, you simply cannot just take winning 60 games and getting to the Eastern Conference Finals for granted this season. It's not a guarantee that things are going to play out like that for them for the 2019-2020 NBA season. This definitely was a learning process. The Bucks still have plenty of growing to do if they are going to get to that championship level, and it starts with their best player. Giannis Antetokounmpo has to be a better offensive player, and on top of that, he has to be a guy that is willing to seize the moment. Did not do that in this series, and because of that, that is the reason, or that's the main reason why he and his Bucks teammates are going home. But like I said, it is a learning process. The opportunity is there for Milwaukee to get better. The bottom line is, will they do it? So folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.